Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's National VCR Day today. And so I remind you, please be kind and rewind. Thank you. This is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Monday, June 7th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, it's a National Chocolate Ice Cream Day today, along with VCR Day. Let's first talk about the chocolate ice cream, because I know it's going to be hard to talk about anything else after that, but we'll just deal with that first. We'll get the good stuff out of the way here and talk about chocolate ice cream. Yeah, chocolate flavored ice cream is sold the most around the world. So everybody is eating chocolate ice cream anywhere. And actually, it was the first. They came out with vanilla afterwards. But yes, it's amazing. We all love it. The average American consumes 48 cups of ice cream just in general throughout the year. And I'm assuming a lot of that is chocolate. About 9% of the milk in the U.S. goes towards ice cream production. So everybody's having ice cream. If you're not doing it today, you're not one of the cool ones. So definitely do grab some ice cream today, and preferably chocolate ice cream, because, you know, that's the day today. The U.S. is actually the number one consumer of ice cream in the world, and you can tell that by our waistlines. And here's the thing. There's a bit of a controversy here. YouGov says that chocolate is the most popular, but International Dairy Foods Association says vanilla is the most popular. So there's this sort of battle here. Chocolate number one, vanilla number two, strawberry number three. If you look at one website, looking at the other website, it goes vanilla, chocolate, and then cookies and cream. I'm more likely to believe the YouGov site, but I don't know. I guess we're going to have yet another recount here in the United States. We can't do this, can we? This is crazy. VCR Day as well. Let's move on to that. The video cassette recorder, for those of you that don't know what this is how we used to watch movies back in the Stone Age, or as I like to call it, the 90s. Well, the 80s and the 90s, actually. Okay, we switched over to DVD and Laserdisc and all these other crazy things. Basically, we just had a ton of different ways to buy the same movie over and over and over again. Kind of like now, where you buy it on like Comcast or whatever your cable company is, and then you buy it on Apple, and then you buy it on, it's the same sort of thing where you're just buying the same media over and over. I don't know how many times throughout the years that I've purchased Star Wars, but I've spent a lot of money on it over the years. And video cassettes, the thing was, you could go spend, you know, like $90 on a movie, you put it in, and then your VCR actually like rips up the tape. Yeah, it was awful. So I actually got decent at splicing the tapes together so that I can continue to watch movies. Yeah, the VCR, it was a great invention for its time. Gen X, I guess, you know, all of us grew up with the VCR. And there's that love for the VCR. In fact, I think early on, I compared a lot of my relationships to my VCR, you know, and the VCR would always win, because if I didn't like something, I could just fast forward, you know, change tapes if I didn't like a certain program or whatever it was. And I guess still, in a way, VCRs are kind of like some relationships. I mean, now, you know, we replace a lot of that with Netflix. All right, let's take a look at our events for today. We start way back in 1654, Louis XIV was crowned King of France on this day. Well, the thing was, he was just four when his dad died back in 1643. So mom would basically rule the country until he was of age. And I guess 15 is a great age to take over as king. I don't know about that one, but okay. He did. And he had gotten married and had kids. He had actually six children. Only one survived arrive past the age of five. He actually had plenty more children, actually over a dozen illegitimate children, number of mistresses. That's the kind of guy he was. And if you think, you know, you're going to see basically replicas of him everywhere since he had so many illegitimate children, well, that might be a statue, because he also had 20 statues of himself created to spread throughout the country as a symbol of his monarchy. In 1942, on this day, the Battle of Midway ended, and that was one for the Americans side here. Yeah, the Japanese thought this was going to be an easy victory. Basically, it was a three-day battle. The goal was to destroy the remaining ships within the U.S. naval fleet. They were going after the carriers, and these were the carriers that were not at Pearl Harbor during that attack. So they tried. They gave it their best. They brought in 7 battleships, 10 submarines, 15 cruisers, and 42 destroyers. The thing is, clearly they've never played the board game Battleship, because if you put that many ships down, as soon as you say A-14, you're going to hit a ship. It's going to happen. You know, I mean, it's impossible to have that many ships on the board. Am I right? I mean, come on. Yeah. Anyway, it was a decisive victory for the U.S. And also, the U.S. Had cracked the Japanese code, allowing U.S. forces to prepare for the battle. So I guess it's kind of like playing Battleship, but you got a mirror behind the player so that you can see. Yeah, that's happened to me before. And that was a decisive victory for me. In 1982, on this day, President Reagan met Pope John Paul II and Queen Elizabeth on the same day. Not at the same place, but on the same day. Doesn't this sound like a joke? You know, a president, a pope, and a queen walk into a bar. Well, aside from this sounding like a premise of a joke, it was actually kind of a cool day. And one of the things that I love to do is check out the White House diaries on the Reagan Foundation website. It is such a fun read because the way that Reagan describes these things, he was always just so fascinated by some things like horses. He was fascinated by horses, various things. He was always fascinated by these extraordinary experiences that he had. He didn't take anything for granted. I just thought that was so cool. Anyway, here's what he said. While Ronnie and Nancy visited the Vatican, he said that a group of young American priests broke into song of America the Beautiful, and we both cried. Yeah, Ron and Nancy are there crying because of the song that was heard. The streets near the Vatican were lined with cheering people. And he was told that this was the first time that it had happened for any head of state. So he was excited about that. They flew over to London and helicoptered to Windsor Castle. And he said this was a fairy tale experience, a black tie dinner with the Queen and Prince Philip, plus family and the Queen Mother. And the next day, they went for a ride with the Queen in a carriage, and he described the four horses, of course. you gotta check this out. Again, it's on the Reagan Foundation website. And also on that trip, by the way, he addressed a joint session of Parliament, being the first ever president to do so. On this day in 1982, Priscilla Presley opened up Graceland to the public. And yeah, it's open again, you know. You can go check out the home of the king. And the only area that you couldn't go when they opened it up in 1992 was the bathroom where Elvis Presley died. As you may recall, he was the king and he did die on the throne. I'm sorry, was that too soon? In 2011, Nintendo announced a new video game system, the Wii U. It was a touchscreen display, and, you know, it kind of was like kind of the difference between the portable tablet and the console game. And then they came out with the Switch. The Switch, so much better than the Wii U. I don't think I knew anybody that had the Wii U. But if you did, hey, good job picking out that game. I'll support that. But yeah, we had the Wii, and then we skipped over to the Switch. Wow, you know everything about my gaming history. Battleship, the Wii, Switch. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today, shall we? Yeah, Emily Jones turns 26. Mick Foley is 56. Mike Pence is 62. Bill Hader, 43. Liam Neeson is 69. Fetty Wap is 30. Dave Navarro is 54. Anna Kournikova turns 40 today. And it is the birthday of Prince. he would have been 63 today. He passed away in 2016, born in 1958. That is your look at June 7th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Go over to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts like Learning More. There's a link in the description. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.